Hi, everyone. This is Ava Waits from AvaWaits.com. I am so thrilled to have you all here on this next interview. I have the most special guest ever, who I will tell you about in just a minute. And I just want you all to get comfortable, get cozy if it's a little cold in your part of the world, and just really settle in to this talk tonight, to this interview. And in just a minute, I'm going to welcome Cordelia Francesca Brabs. I'm so excited to have her with us. And I want to thank you all for coming and for returning and listening in again. For those of you who are totally new to these interviews, I have been interviewing entrepreneurs and just quite amazing people in all of 2014. So I want to welcome you. Again, my name is Ava Waits. I'm at AvaWaits.com, and I support entrepreneurs and aspiring speakers to feed the source of their success. And I also do a lot of work with all of you here today. You'll benefit from all this and all of my clients in releasing financial constriction and really just creating a career and a professional life that bends to your rules and your itinerary, whether you want to go traveling or you want to create something that's just totally new for this planet. And it's also such a pleasure. I know right now I'm actually supporting some of you in one of my programs, the Poor Girl's Guide to Riches 6-week group. And I want to just welcome all of you. So all of you listening from every part of the world, this is just so fabulous to be able to have you here today. And so I want to welcome Cordelia. Hi, Cordelia. Can you hear me?
Hi, Ava. Hi. Such a pleasure to be here.
Wonderful. So for everyone listening, so Cordelia and I, we were joking about this a little bit before we got on the call today. She and I have spent a lot of time in hot tubs and bathtubs together. And I know it sounds kind of crazy, but she and I were actually roommates at a conference that was just a few months ago, and we stayed in this room, this suite, and it had the biggest bathtub in the world, and then it had a hot tub out on the deck. So we were up in the mountains in Utah, and we were hot tubbing on the deck and just having the most amazing time, just enjoying these places that were just made for us to relax, the tubs, both of the tubs. So
it was so fun.
Yes. So I have spent several days straight with Cordelia and really just wanted to bring you a woman of great integrity today and just to really bring her gifts to you, because Cordelia, I feel so lucky that I, you know, was with you in that room and we had such amazing transformation together for about 5 days when we were at that conference. And I'm so excited to bring you to everyone today. So,
Thank you so much for having me on the call. It's so
impressive. Yeah. So, Cordelia is a freedom mentor and a miracles activator for healers, coaches, and conscious entrepreneurs. Especially, she's going to be perfect for you if you want to create a heart-centered business and the dream lifestyle that you adore. And you know what I've noticed about Cordelia also is that she is really willing to go into the deepest places and to break her clients out of the most ancient stuck blocks so they can remember how magical and powerful they really are. So we're going to be doing some of that today. And the amazing thing, too, is that often when she does this sort of work, it results in clients effortlessly booking in 5 figures of business within days of their sessions with her. So you'll even have a chance to hear some of these stories. They're quite powerful. And Cordelia, she's a fellow traveler, so she is really just living that life where she's traveling around the world to beautiful and sacred places and also running her spiritual business from her laptop and really just following her heart into the next venture. And you'll be able to learn more about her at chooseyourfreedom.com. And I am just thrilled to be with her. So awesome. Cordelia, are you ready to get into all this?
Oh, I am so ready. Let's do this.
Okay. So today on this interview, we wanted to talk about a topic that Cordelia really brought to me, which is about feeling safe to be seen and really just being able to shine your light and to share your gifts and to live this blissful life. And so today we're going to be going through that. We're going to be talking about a few things, and I want to give you just a little sneak peek. one thing from today is that you're going to be understanding why you're really afraid of stepping into your spiritual gifts and power, and why not dealing with the roots of this issue is actually blocking opportunities, repelling your ideal clients, and clogging up your money channels. So that's the first thing that we're going to talk about. And actually, Cordelia, you know, I think we'll just go ahead and go through this. So how about we start with that, and then we'll move on to those other juicy topics that I know we're going to go into today.
Sounds good. Sounds great.
Right.
So, you know, this topic, you know, about being safe to be seen really came out of, you know, working with, you know, spiritual entrepreneurs and amazing healers and coaches. And, you know, especially on my own personal journey to get to where I am, realizing that there is some really deep, hardcore, energetic stuff that is blocking people up. And so much of it is very deeply rooted fears. You know, and I've really identified five core fears that are the main culprits of you know, really blocking amazing spiritual people from shining. And, you know, this is based on the premise that we are amazing spiritual energetic beings. And we've come through many lifetimes. You know, I believe in reincarnation. I believe we've had many, many experiences on Earth in many different guises. We've been up to all kinds of mischief. We've done all kinds of amazing things in the world. but what's happened is it all builds up, and all the memories and the energies and the programming and everything we go through kind of gets built up in us in a kind of blueprint. So this creates certain themes or patterns for us, and it is in this lifetime that we've come forward and decided, like, this is the lifetime where we get to clear this stuff that's been blocking us. You know, we really have come here to remember we're these energetic beings, to remember we are incredible, amazing, you know, beings of light, and we get to create our reality, and we don't have to be victims or powerless or be plugged into whatever reality we're told we should live. You know, we can definitely be the masters of our life.
And
ooh.
So, so good.
So juicy. Oh, my gosh.
I'm so glad you're here.
Really, when you get this stuff, it's so cool because you really get to be like a kind of reality rebel and just go, you know what? I get to do this in my own way, on my own terms, and I don't have to buy into any of that garbage the world is programming everyone with. But, you know, one of the key pieces is this need to clear the stuff that's in your energetic system that is from all these lifetimes, all these fears of things you've been through. So one reason why so many spiritual, amazingly gifted people, especially women, block themselves is, first of all, a fear of being persecuted again. And, you know, this is kind of an obvious one that lots of people are aware of. But I had an experience last summer. I spent summer in the south of France in a region where there was a peaceful religious sect called the Cathars, who were, I kind of consider them to be like the medieval New Agers. And they became such a threat to the Catholic Church because they were very popular. So the Catholic Church began a crusade against them and basically hunted them down, besieged cities to weed them out and burn them at the stake, and actually created the Inquisition in France to persecute the Cathars. So for
oh
many,
my gosh.
Yeah, it's so hardcore. It's so heavy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did a whole program last year clearing this stuff with people, and it was incredible how deep this went and how deep this fear is that if you step into your spiritual gifts, if you are highly visible saying, I'm a healer, I'm this, I'm that, there's this unconscious fear that you are going to get persecuted again. And whether it was that lifetime, whether it was another religious lifetime where you happened to be the religion that wasn't in favor and your people were the ones getting, you know, tortured and persecuted. You know, it really is so prevalent in spiritual women, especially, you know, in things like the witch hunts. You know, if you just had even natural healing gifts with herbs and natural medicines, and then you were persecuted for that. So, you know, lifetime after lifetime, so many of us have been through these experiences. We literally get it coded into the cells of our body and our DNA, and it kind of gets triggered when we begin to step out in this lifetime, and there's something unconscious that gets triggered that says it is not safe for me to shout from the rooftops about who I am. It is not safe to be seen. I know what happened. It was painful. It was horrific. I do not want to go through that again. And that's one thing that results in hiding out, in procrastinating, in staying invisible, and really weird things where you might want lots of clients, you might want lots of money, but in order to get those, you have to be visible. And if that fear is in there, you're just not going to allow it, because these subconscious parts of you want to keep you safe. You know, they don't want you to have to go through that pain and all of that horror again. Mm-hmm. So there's just this whole protection thing going on around you. But the truth is, when you clear it, when you clear it, you get to the other side of it. And it's like it just opens doorways for you. You know, it suddenly becomes okay, and suddenly you find you can put lots of posts up on Facebook, or you can make videos, or you don't feel like throwing up when you go and do something like that.
Cordelia, I'm so glad that you brought up also, like, the witch hunt. Just because I know on the phone right now, we have a lot of health coaches and a lot of nutrition professionals where, and that's where I started originally too, before I started doing work with entrepreneurs. And we have usually grown up learning how to use medicinal plants and herbs, and then we were trained in that. And I am still seeing a lot of health coaches and nutrition professionals having struggle in creating a business that financially supports them. And I mean, we were, if you know, go back a few lifetimes, I mean, if there was anything residual from the witch hunts that were going on where it was not safe to practice any of that, then we might be hanging on to some of that. So I'm really glad that you brought that forward, especially for the audience
who's
here with me today.
Such an important link to make, exactly, because it's so direct. You know, sometimes it's quite indirect, but for, you know, you and your community that you're saying of health coaches, that's so, you know, it's just such a direct thing, like you're saying, with the herbs and the healing.
Mm-hmm. I have a real quick story, just a little quick story on that to share. I was having a conversation with a woman who ended up working with me for about 6 months, and I think I said something where I had talked about, like, magic or something like that. I had said something, you know, maybe it was about, like, you know, having some, like, financial magic happen. And then for a second, I caught myself in my mind, and I said to her, but, you know, it's not like I'm a witch or anything. And you know what she said? She said, I wouldn't mind if you were. And you know, and I don't, like, I'm not a practicing witch or anything like that. But, I mean, some of these things that we do, especially with healing and right now with really being able to create our world and our environment through what we're thinking in our minds, like, that was definitely viewed as magic way back then, and people were persecuted for it. So I think it's just being more and more accepted now. And I'm so glad you're here doing this clearing work to help us get rid of some of that old gunk and stuck stuff.
Oh, it's, you know, and it's what the great thing is like I'm saying, in this lifetime, we really have the opportunity to clear it. And it doesn't have to be hard. You know, I think there used to be quite a paradigm around, oh, this stuff has to take a long time to heal, or it has to be, you know, very hard going. And actually, we really are being so supported in just letting this stuff go. You know, once you find the healer or the technique that works for you, that really goes to the very root core of the stuff, then it can really just be cleared completely and permanently from your system. And, you know, there's so many, honestly, I could talk for hours about this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, one of the really juicy one that many people aren't aware of that's going on, and I've actually just done something around this with my own community, and it's just been so powerful. It's about the fear of being trapped into servitude, into slavery, and into obligation. So again, with past lives, if you think back to any kind of spiritual lifetime you may have had, whether you were a priest, a priestess, a nun, a monk, like absolutely anything like that, normally the role was you would be there to help other people. You know, you could be a priestess, sat in the temple. You could have been an oracle, sat there all day giving people messages. You could have been a nun or monk, you know, in total service. But the overall theme is you're there for other people. You don't have choice. You don't have freedom. You don't receive money. Absolutely do not receive money for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this deep fear that, oh my God, if I do this again, it's a loss of freedom. I'm going to be obligated to do this. I remember I've done this before, and I don't want that. You know, we are these divine, infinite, energetic beings. We don't want to be trapped into servitude again. That sucks. We want to be free, and we want to be, you know, like I was saying, like creators of our reality. But again, if all that energy is in your system and it's like getting triggered, that's a huge, huge fear. And, you know, it's the fear of being overwhelmed, overworked, drained, exhausted, not having free time for yourself, whether it's to, you know, travel or to spend time with your family or your partner. It is a fear that somehow growing a business and having clients and being successful will end up with you in that same pattern of servitude and a form of slavery. Mm. And, you know, and you can also have, you know, lifetimes where you were literally a slave or a servant, and that energy can be getting triggered as well. And it's heavy. It is so, so heavy. And, you know, I love it when I do sessions with clients on this energy, because the breakthroughs are so huge. You know, we're really not here to be spiritual slaves. You know, we're here to you know, it is about service, but there is such a huge energetic difference with servitude and service. Like, service is, oh gosh, you know, it's meant to be joyful when we're in our gifts and we're in our power. It's meant to feel good. And we have the right to decide how we want to do it, how much we want to do it, how much we want to charge for it, who we want to work with. We should never feel obligated and do anything that feels heavy. And that really will clog up your money channels and repel clients from you. It is such a big thing that goes on for people. So, you know, this one is like a really juicy one to clear. It's got to go. No more spiritual servitude. It's all about joyful service.
Yes, I love it. And you know, I do work with clients around releasing financial constriction, which again is almost this like physical energetic block around finances. And I know that your work really supports people with that too. And I do see this happen actually with entrepreneurs, where if they are working from early, early in the morning to really, really, really late at night, and if they're just not in a state of joyfulness when they're doing it, it is definitely a repellent, and it starts to show in their eyes, like getting just burnt out and losing that zest for life and that spark. And I had a conversation one time with one of my own coaches at a point where I think I was doing some of that, where I was just kind of chained to my desk. And I actually work at a bistro table, so I like to bring in a little bit of Paris into my home. So I was like, I'm chained to my bistro table. Oh, no. And you know, once I got out from that and really started to do more traveling through my business, that was when I was running into future clients and having chance happy meetings and making more money. And so I really appreciate that you brought that point forward about how we just, like, you know, we can't be in servitude if we're building a business. We're not going to be happy, and it's not going to be sustainable long term.
No, sustainable. You know, it is so important. And I think some of that as well is, oh gosh, we've been so plugged into that old paradigm around work and business. You know, you've got to do blood, sweat, and tears in order to be successful. You have to earn your success. You know, you've got to work from dawn till nighttime to, you know, get things done. And yes, you know, there is a journey as an entrepreneur. You have to expend effort. But there is a difference when it's like that effort that is obligation and it's heavy and you don't really want to do it and it feels hard, as opposed to when you're in alignment with what feels really joyful to you. And you're really clear about the kind of clients you'd love to work with so much it doesn't feel like work. You know, when all these things line up, even if you are putting in the hours, time just goes so quickly. You forget you're even doing it. You know, I have time to, I'm doing stuff I love. And like, you sort of forget to eat as well. You're just like, oh my gosh, yes, I have to put food in my body. but there's a difference when you're having fun. You know, it so is. And, you know, and I know it works, because last year I had, oh gosh, I had such a fabulous month, and I think it was September and October were great for me. And I barely even worked part-time hours in my business. It was ridiculous. And I was in the States. I was traveling. And, you know, I had one client, my favorite client, pay me to take her to the Bahamas for a week. We went to Bimini. We did some healing work in the mornings. Then we went out. We'd go to beaches. We went on boat trips. We fed wild stingrays. We had a very brief encounter with wild dolphin. You know, and she emailed me the other day saying, oh, my God, you know, the Bimini is still unfolding and still getting all this healing. And it was just amazing. And that month I had just a really easy five-figure month, barely working. Mm-hmm. It was just hilarious. And I knew that was because I was choosing all the way on that trip. It's like, what do I want to do? What's fun for me? What's my joy? What's in alignment? You've also got to be a little bit rebellious about it. You know, you've got to say, okay, so everyone else is doing this, and I've been told I should do this. But really, deep in my heart, what is it that feels so juicy to me that, you know, you just feel that kind of spark inside you, and you give yourself permission to do that particular VIP program for clients, that particular group program or a workshop or a retreat, you know, whatever it is for you that lights you up. And, you know, you've got to just find that and give yourself permission to do it, and just be that kind of rebel and just go, you know what? I don't care what everyone else is doing. This is it's my gig. And it really just, that opens up your money channels. It's so cool. I love that.
Yeah. You know, there was a point, I think it was sometime in 2013, where I kind of caught myself for a minute and said, whoa, you know what? You only really need to work 2 days a week right now. Do you realize that, Ava? And I actually, I saw that and was realizing that my income and the time I worked with clients and worked with groups was really only happening on 2 days a week. And although I still technically work 4 days a week because I really love what I'm doing, I realized that I could condense things even further if I wanted to. And yeah, I think as entrepreneurs, when we come to that point, it's a little startling because all of a sudden we might have free time or other people might start questioning, well, you don't look like you're working. You know, how are you being a contributor to the world? yeah, so it's an interesting balance there.
Oh, gosh, you know, and that is, you know, that's one of those other things that can come up for people, that fear of what people will think of you. You know, that's really huge. And you just really have to be in, oh, gosh, just knowing who you are, knowing what lights you up, and not giving a damn what people think of you. That will empower you so much just to kind of stay focused on what you want, what your desires are for your business and life, and create them regardless. Because you have to remember, everyone else who is criticizing you and saying, oh, you don't look like you're working, or how dare you charge that much, or, oh, that's too easy, or you're so lucky, it's because they're stuck in their scarcity program, and they're just not giving themselves permission, and it hurts them. So it's easier to lash out at someone else and judge them. So you just have to let all that stuff flow past you, just like a stream that's going to one side of you, and just let it pass, let it through. Don't stand in the stream and get affected by other people's judgments, because they will happen, you know, especially when you grow your business bigger, you know. So you've just got to not care, really. And it is it is hard when you're a sensitive, caring entrepreneur. But I think when you're in that place of joy and you're doing what lights you up and you're sharing your gifts, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're serving one person or 100 people or 1,000 people or 1,000,000 people. It's the energy that you do it with, because you could be serving 1,000,000 people in a community, but if you're doing it with that heavy energy, with that obligation, with that servitude, and, you know, with all of the underlying exhaustion and resentment and overwhelm that might come with that, then you're actually not contributing to the planet. Like, your energy is heavy. Your energy is low vibration. So actually, you're not being the contribution that it might look like you're being. Whereas you could serve just one person. And if your energy is high, if you are in alignment, if you are in your power, if you are loving what you're doing, it's like you're rippling out these tidal waves of good vibes into the world. And to me, that is the greatest contribution we can be, you know, lighting ourselves up, being in joy. And the number of people you're serving really doesn't matter. It's the vibration you're doing it in. It's whether you're happy, whether you're loving what you do. And to me, that is the key. And we've been so programmed the other way around. It's like, oh, no, it's time for this to change. We want happy spiritual entrepreneurs.
Right. I'm wondering, too, I really want to hear more about invisibility and visibility, from you if you're open to talking about that, because I feel like that's kind of coming up too, especially if sometimes we're doing things that are a little bit, you know, new paradigm, a different way to run our life where for years it hasn't been done this way. I'd love for you to share a little bit more about how we as entrepreneurs can just feel more safe to be seen despite any of that outside criticism or whatever might come through to us. I'd love to hear a little bit more about that.
So I just really, it does go back to clearing those layers of gunk. And, you know, as well as all the past life stuff, there can be a lot of things from childhood, like a lot of wounds that can get reopened mm-hmm. and re-triggered when we step out to do things in the public eye. So it's a really great exercise. Really think back to your childhood, you know, when you were maybe performing in something at your school or, I don't know, whatever you did, or maybe you just spoke out or you did something and you were kind of knocked down, whether you were laughed at or you were bullied or your parents or teacher said something to you, because that can really create some painful wounds, and that really sweet inner child part of you shrinks from letting you be visible again. And when you try and step out there, those wounded parts just kind of hold you back, try and protect you. They'll come up with all the reasons why you shouldn't do something. They will go, oh, hadn't you better watch some TV now? Or, oh, just treat yourself to, you know, take it easy. Or
eat some sugar.
Or we'll just create chaos. Yeah, right. Or we'll just create chaos in your life or create so much mm-hmm. stuff going on in other areas that you can't even find the time to do this thing. Or we'll just, you know, flat out repel stuff from you. But it's mm-hmm. all about protection. You know, every time you're getting blocked, it's normally about some part of you that is protecting you. So it's really helpful to think about that. And don't blame yourself. Don't think there's something wrong with you. You know, don't think, oh, God, I'm just being lazy or stupid or I'm not getting this whole business thing. It's not. It's just this stuff at the core of you that is trying to keep you safe. And mm-hmm. it is just so great to be aware of that. Be gentle on yourself and then just get some help with shifting it out of your way. It's honestly the best thing you can do.
Yeah. You know, you made me think of something when you were talking about thinking back to school and experiences in school. And I just made this connection, which I think is actually really relevant for entrepreneurship. So I was in band for a while and I played the clarinet. And although, you know, I was fairly good at it, I also wasn't practicing very much at home. And I think it really wasn't just in alignment with me as an instrument. It just wasn't, you know, it wasn't my ideal instrument, right? And I remember having playing tests where we would have to play in front of the entire band. And I would always make mistakes and I felt like a big screw up and I felt like I wasn't advancing at all. And I felt really timid about my playing of the clarinet. And about 5 years into being in band, which, I mean, that was a long time, right, to hold on to an instrument that I wasn't in alignment with. That was probably way too long. If 5 years in, I switched to choir. And I mean, since I was a little girl, I wanted to be a singer when I grew up. So I was just, I mean, I was totally confident of my voice. I had no issue singing. I felt good when I did. It just made me feel amazing. I wasn't worried that people were going to say bad things about my voice. There just was not any worry there. And it was way more in alignment with who I truly was. And I think that sometimes we do this in entrepreneurship too, whether it is the focus of our business or some sort of other aspect of our business, maybe even some activity we're doing in our business that really is not in alignment with us. And we might be having reservations about showing that to someone, or we might feel embarrassed about it, or we might be feeling persecuted around it. And sometimes it is just about switching into that new thing in business that we feel really confident in and that is more of an innate ability. And then when we really step into that, it's like, you know, even right now, if someone were to say something bad about my voice, I think I would just let it roll off my back because I'm really just that confident in my voice, even though I'm not trained as a singer or anything. I just like to sing at home. So I'm really glad you brought that up. It just made me think about that.
Yeah, and you know, you have to remember as well, we do live in a culture where, I mean, I don't know what it's like in the US so much, but especially mm-hmm. in the UK here, you're not supposed to shine really brightly. And, you know, we have a culture mm-hmm. over here where if you get to the top, people will be knocking you down. You know, that's that whole thing. Some people call it tall poppy syndrome. You know, if you're one poppy yeah. that grows high above everyone else, you have to be cut down. So there's definitely that fear that, you know, other people are going to try and pull you down. And again, it could be past life stuff, childhood things, just this awareness of how our world, you know, likes to bitch about people who are really successful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you think of that difference between maybe someone famous or really successful who, you know that they've worked really, really hard to get there, and you maybe hear them being interviewed. It's like, oh, I had to sacrifice this, or I went through that, or I started in this really impoverished life. And people can kind of accept that, you know, like they've paid their dues. Mm-hmm. They've got to there for, you know, through their, you know, just sheer determination. As opposed to someone, if somebody said, oh, I had a really easy life, a wonderful childhood, and then I just, like, just easily created all this money, and I worked 2 days a week, and maybe just, like, 4 days, 4 hours a day. And, you know, mm-hmm. that's when it brings out the claws, and people are like, oh, I hate you. And it's so bizarre. You know, it's just, we live in a world where it's not celebrated for people to have it easy and be really successful and do what they love and have everything be wonderful. So you have to remember, we're kind of programmed with that as well. It's like, it doesn't feel safe to kind of go, yay, I work 2 days a week and I do what I love and I'm a healer or a coach and I earn this much money. And, you know, there's a fear mm-hmm. that attack is going to come. So, you know, again, just looking inside, clearing the wounds that may, you know, give you triggers and reactions to that. And it's just really a journey within your own heart of deciding that you're not going to care and you are actually going to be a leader for other people in, you know, opening those doorways. Hey, I'm doing this. This is what's possible. And yes, it will push some people's buttons like crazy. But just remember mm-hmm. you're doing them a favor, because at some point they will come around to it and they'll realize that they could actually have the same. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's really our, it's a gift to people for us to be as happy and prosperous and fulfilled and free as possible. And then we do, we open up these new realities and these new possibilities for other people. So, you know, just go for it.
Ooh, I love it. and I know one other thing that I would just love for you to share with everyone here too, is that, you know, so we've been talking a little bit about doing business in this exhausting kind of old paradigm way and really just shifting into this joyful alternative for this coming year. And is there anything else that you wanted to share about how really shifting into that opens up your financial flow and activates your money magic and really just can create this year where you're just financially taken care of the whole time? Oh. Is there anything else that you wanted to add to that? Because I know, I mean,
yes.
you know, most of everyone here, you know, we're entrepreneurs and we'd like to be financially supported through our businesses.
Absolutely. So it's kind of just like a deeper level, what we were saying before about, mm-hmm. you know, find what lights you up, what feels really good, what feels joyful. But I think for women especially, and spiritual women especially, our desires have got so repressed, you know, and again, so much of it goes back to all that persecution and, you know, our sexual energy is being repressed and our just that desire energy and that kind of feeling of almost like feeling turned on, switched on by life, and not necessarily in a sexual way, but just in a kind of a desiring, exciting, pleasurable way. And I think a real key to this is unlocking your desires as well, like your really deep desires, and having things that motivate you to make the money and step up there and maybe challenge yourself a bit more. Because if you don't have any desire and you don't have dreams, you know, if you're just kind of going, okay, I know I have to make money and I've got to pay the bills and I'm an entrepreneur, so that means I just have to get clients and I have to get money. You know, it's not really very sexy or exciting, and you're kind of doing it again for very heavy reasons or for financial obligation reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of energy, like money is kind of like, yeah, okay, I'll come to you. But it's not like, wow, yeah, I want to be with this person because she's so lit up and like so excited about this. So, you know, my recommendation would definitely be get in touch with your dreams and desires. Like, why do you want the money? Why do you want to have maybe a five-figure month or a six-figure business, or, you know, wherever you're at, whatever your, you know, your juicy sum of money would be? Because if you're just kind of saying, oh, I want $10,000 a month, and then there's no real reason for it, money's just kind of a bit, why do you want this? Like, and so, you know, it really helps when you're switched on around something. It's like, well, okay, do you want to go live in Hawaii for 3 months? Like, Ava, you know, I know you were saying that, like, you're a fellow traveler like me.
Yeah.
Like, I know one of my motivating things is, okay, I want to go here, I want to do this, I want to travel, and I will increase my income and manifest more money when I'm excited about something I want to do. So I would recommend to people, just, you know, explore this, do some journaling around it, go online, look at really gorgeous hotels or vacations, or, you know, what's the home that you'd really love to live in and upgrade to? What kind of clothes would you like to buy? You know, give yourself permission to feel into that juicier life that you would really love, that maybe you haven't given yourself permission to think of or dream of before. And again, you know, a lot of that is a sort of very old, stuffy, religious oppression. Like, gosh. So, you know, it's just so important to have that spark and that fire and that desire and those dreams, and have that, like, God, I want this so much. I'm going to do that thing that scares me in my business, and I'm going to go for it. And money, you know, and just, oh, gosh, it's just a different energy to come from, rather than, I've got to pay the mortgage, I've got to pay the bills, I have to get clients, you know. So you know, let yourself dream and desire.
I was just going to say, there's something that I do too, which is this way that I create money. I will often commit to something, like some sort of financial commitment, sometimes before I actually have the money. And I don't do this all the time, but sometimes if I know there's something that I absolutely would benefit from, I will say yes to it, and I will actually start the process, like, you know, the negotiations, or start the process of buying whatever this thing is, you know, whether it's coaching or a service or whatever it is. And I will commit to it, and I will then have the money show up to fill that hole. And so sometimes I move forward on things before I don't have the money, just knowing that, like, it's going to show up. And it has shown up every single time, sometimes in huge amounts, like tens of thousands of dollars.
Brilliant. I'm so glad you brought that up, because that is such a major money mistake that, you know, not just entrepreneurs, but everybody makes. Like, we're so programmed to see things, then you'll believe it. But the way that the universe works, with the law of attraction and manifesting, you've got to believe it and take action from that place of faith. And believe that, like, there is, money is an energy, there is an infinite flow of this. But if you're contracted around it and you're in fear, and like you're saying, maybe there's something you want that you're like, oh no, I couldn't do that, I can't do that, I don't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, like you're saying, just, you know, put a deposit down, or even just take action to talk about signing up for it, fill out an application form, do anything from a place of faith that, like, yeah, I'm getting this money. And often it is doing those things that will kind of kick our butts and get us into action. You know, put a deposit down on a coaching program, put a deposit down on a vacation, buy a flight, do something to start this process. And the universe does respond to that. It goes, wow, okay, and here's the rest that you've experienced.
Yeah.
And I've had that, and I've had clients pay me and kind of gone, oh my God. And then she just an email the next day going, wow, I've just got two new clients signed up. That's so hilarious. Like, yeah, that's how it works. They're not going to show up when you're going, I don't have the money.
Right. So I love really that. Brilliant. That's happened to me too. I'm like, okay, pay deposits for something. You know, next day client signs up and pays in full. I mean, it happened all the time. So, yeah, for everyone listening, like, there is this way that we can trust, money, and that we can really just, you know, undo those blocks, those energetic blocks that are within us. You know, I call it releasing financial constriction, and really just let things flow and things move, and you will be supported. That's huge. Mm. And I know you have another resource that I am so excited to share with everyone on the call, and I wanted to hear a little bit more about it from you too, Cordelia. And we're going to be sending everyone who's on this call today, we're going to be sending them all the link to this resource. But would you mind telling us a little bit more about what it is? Because I know it has something to do with money.
Of course. I thought you thought exactly, and I thought it would be so perfect to gift everybody my receiving money meditation. And I absolutely love this, one of my favorites. And what it is, it's a 20-minute audio, and you can listen, you know, I recommend every day or as much as you can. And what this does is completely shifts your vibration around money, because so often we get into fear around money, we get into worry, we have a lot of anger around money, like, you know, you can get into that place like, money, I hate you, why aren't you here for me? And there's like a resentment of money. So this meditation goes through this process. So first of all, you get really honest about how you feel about money, and then you begin to shift those feelings, and then you begin to just be energetically activated with this new energy around money, that it's here to support you, it's your friend, it's good, it's safe. And then you, there's just some beautiful energy that comes in, and it's all about connecting you in with the kind of untainted frequency of money energy that's in the universe. So rather than the money energy of like, oh, money is the root of all evil, money will corrupt people, if you want money, you're greedy, and all that heaviness that humanity has just dumped onto money. So instead you have like the really pure kind of divine frequency of money, which is lightness and joy, and it's support for your dreams, and it's just beautiful. So you have this coming in, and then you get to vision money flowing to you in all kinds of ways. So, you know, you see yourself holding a check with your name of it, like cash coming in, money flowing into your bank accounts. So it's just this really beautiful, relaxing way to shift your vibration around money, shift your perspective on money, and open up your money channels to actually receive it. And I had someone just the other day comment and just say to me, well, you know, I listened to your money meditation the whole time. And she said she's just seen this amazing shift in the way she thinks and feels about money. And, you know, that is the most important kind of core place to start from. You know, if you feel angry around money, or you feel money's bad, or it's unsafe, or you feel resentment of it, you are going to be blocking it from you. So to come into a place of greater love and joy and trust around money is just so, so powerful. So that's what this gift is all about. And I just recommend getting it, listen to it, use it every day if you can, but if not, you know, a few times a week. And especially if you get stressed around money, or you have a big bill coming in, you know, it just takes you back into that place of remembering that money's safe, there's plenty of it, and seeing yourself receiving it rather than, you know, when we get into panic around money, we're like, oh, my God, I don't have enough. How am I going to get this? And we just reaffirm the scarcity, which we just don't want to do. So it's a really, really useful tool for entrepreneurs especially.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And like I said, everyone, we're going to be sending you the link to that. Cordelia, I'm so thrilled that you're going to be giving that to everyone in the audience. That is so exciting. Thank you for that.
Pleasure. You're so, so welcome.
Yeah. And then, you know, if you're really just feeling nurtured by Cordelia's voice and know that you want her there in your head with her energy coming through to help you just really like open up to the flow of money and just come to that place where you feel safe to be visible in your business, which then brings in the flow of more money, that's really what the intention is of this call, and to be able to give you this free gift. So that's so exciting. Ooh, awesome. Cordelia, is there any other last little things to say that we have maybe, you know, not gotten to yet? We have covered so much.
It's so funny. It's like I said, I was just like, oh God, there's so much more. But I would just say, you know, if you're interested in finding out more, you know, do sign up for the money meditation, because that will kind of get you into contact with me. And there's also, you know, something on the page after you sign up where you can apply to have a chat with me if you know you're kind of clogged up or blocked up. And you'll also join like my newsletter and things. So, you know, I love sharing more stuff around this, really help empower people And I'll let you know about programs and classes I have coming up that will help you actually clear this stuff. So, you know, if you're curious and you really think, oh gosh, you know, I want to know more and I want to know how I can do this, you know, do just sign up for that money meditation and you will be kind of in line to get all the juicy info about things I'm doing. But, you know,
awesome.
if I could leave everyone with one message, you know, it would be, you know, just know that if you feel like things aren't working for you or you've hit a plateau or you aren't reaching the level of income or clients or success that you really want, you know, don't beat yourself up. Don't think there's something wrong with you. Don't think that you're a failure or anything like that. Just know that it's so much weird energetic stuff that we have locked up in us, inside of us, that just gets in our way. And it is really just a case of clearing a lot of this stuff and getting support and moving forward from it. And, you know, just be really gentle with yourself and acknowledge this and know that you can break free from this stuff. And in a way, it's what you're really here to do as a spiritual divine being in a human body. And things can shift really quickly for you. So don't ever give up hope. You know, don't ever think that you're on the wrong track. Just get support in whatever way you need in clearing this, whether it's with me or anyone else or, you know, getting coaching with Ava, you know, just reach out and know it can be gone really quickly and out of your way and, you know, just
dissolve.
Believe in miracles and really, like I was saying, just get in touch with those juicy desires and dreams you have and give yourself permission to go for what you really want and do it in your own way and do it in a way that fills you up and feels really good.
Ooh, how exciting. Well, everyone, I just want to thank you for being on the call. Once again, this is Cordelia Brabs, our guest today at ChooseYourFreedom.com. And I just want to thank you all. I hope you'll join me we're going to have many interviews this year, actually. So please join me in all the interviews. You can always find information out about those at avawaits.com on the events page. And I'm just thrilled to have you here and to have this connection today. And I want to wish you an amazing day. Thank you again, Cordelia. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye, everybody.
You're welcome. Bye, everyone.